Politically charged debate over the death of a Georgia student made its way onto the stage of the U.S. Capitol this week. Lakin Riley was killed last month, allegedly by a man who entered the U.S. illegally. In the middle of President Biden's State of the Union address, Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene shouted out from her seat and challenged the president to mention the student by name. WABE's Sam Greenglass in Atlanta explains what it's all about.
As President Biden made his way into the House chamber, Green handed him a white button. On it, the name Lakin Riley, the 22-year-old nursing student killed on the University of Georgia campus last month. Later, Green interrupted Biden's speech as he chastised presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump for encouraging lawmakers to block an immigration bill.
It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really.
What about Lakin Riley? Green said. Say her name. Biden held up the white pin Green had given him.
Lakin Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand.
Republicans slammed Biden for appearing to mispronounce Riley's name. Democrats criticized his use of illegal as a noun, calling the rhetoric dehumanizing. But people in Georgia had already been debating for weeks how to respond to Riley's death. Here's Republican Governor Brian Kemp last month.
All of Georgia and the entire country have been rocked by this inexcusable and avoidable murder. Lakin's death is a direct result of failed policies on the federal level and an unwillingness by this White House to secure the southern border.
Biden has recently been calling on lawmakers to strengthen border security and hire more Border Patrol agents and immigration judges. But a sweeping bipartisan proposal fell apart last month. Trump has been ratcheting up his rhetoric about immigration ahead of the election. Today, he's holding a campaign rally in Green's deeply conservative district in North Georgia. Democrats like State Representative Pedro Marin are warning against exploiting Lakin Riley's death.
It is easy and tempting during an election cycle to target minorities and immigrants in order to score political points.
Research shows that undocumented immigrants commit crimes at lower rates than others. Meanwhile, Republican state lawmakers in Georgia are now pushing several bills that would force local governments to cooperate more fully with federal immigration authorities. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Oregon's giant sand dunes so impressed Frank Herbert when he saw them, he wrote a science fiction novel about a desert planet. He called it Dune. Today, nearly 70 years later, those sand dunes are disappearing.
Pretty soon you're going to come up here and it'll talk about dunes on the sign and you won't see any dunes. You'll see forests.
Later today on All Things Considered, the people trying to save Oregon's dunes. You can listen to that story on your phone or your smart speaker, or on an invention they call the radio.